This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about practical tools for managing racing thoughts. Yep, we're going to talk about racing thoughts because I don't know about you, but I struggled with a lot of racing thoughts when I was down the wormhole. And I have to say, when I got thinking about it, I still have struggles in my life. I have challenges. I have bad days. I have all kinds of things, just like everybody else. But I have to say, I don't think I have racing thoughts anymore. When I got thinking about it, it was like, I don't even think when I'm highly distressed that my thoughts are like they used to be when I would have racing thoughts. So I know the distress of this, and I'm hoping that we can talk about it a little bit today so that we can shed some light on it and you can also move out of having racing thoughts. So we're going to begin by trying to manage them and understand them. And they do come about from being anxious and overwhelmed, but we can find clarity even within all of that chaos. So I wanted to start today's show with a quote from Thomas Merton. I'm a big Thomas Merton fan. And he says, "The more you try to avoid suffering, the more you suffer, because smaller and more insignificant things begin to torture you in proportion to your fear of being hurt." And again, that was from Thomas Merton. Now, I think that really speaks to the anxious soul. This is what happens when we are afraid of being hurt, when we are having fear of the fear. Smaller and smaller things begin to harm us. We begin to be afraid of them. Or as Merton says, they begin to torture you. And I think that's the perfect way to put it, because I often felt tortured by my own thoughts back in the day. So, well, let's try to get some understanding of this and where all of this comes from. Our minds often race when we're faced with suffering or distress. And like I said, I used to have this a lot, but when I got thinking about writing this show up for you, I started thinking, I don't think I have a lot of racing thoughts. Like, I don't feel I suffer and I have distress, yes, but I don't think I have those racing thoughts like I used to, where I really could not put my mind elsewhere. And so I think this comes true because I no longer try to suppress thoughts. So let's look at it from where you're at. So did you know that actually trying to suppress these thoughts makes them worse? If you didn't know that, I'm here to be the bearer of bad news, the more you try to push away those thoughts or suppress them, the worse it gets, the more your mind will race. It causes more chaos within you. And it was reminding me of Dr. Daniel Wegner did research on thought suppression, and his work was famously known as the White Bears phenomenon. And it sheds light on this paradox of when we are trying to get rid of something or told not to think about something, that we think about it even more. So the white bear problem, as described in his experiments, was where subjects were told not to think about a white bear. And what happened was they had a heightened awareness of the white bears, meaning their intent to not focus on the object backfired. So we want to keep that in mind. Not only was Merton talking about this, but also Wegner's work, his research, just pointed it out to us that this is the way it is. Now, many Eastern philosophies advocate for staying present, being in the present moment, to alleviate anxiety about the future and regrets about the past. However, achieving this state of presence isn't always easy, right? Just because we understand it intellectually doesn't mean that we've got it down as a practice. So that's where an idea of active meditation can come in and be a practical solution. And Dr. Hanscom, I heard him talk a lot about active meditation, and this technique involves shifting our focus from the racing thoughts to actual present sensations so we can cultivate some clarity and calmness in our daily lives by following simple steps of relaxation, stabilization, and focusing on a sensation. So let's talk about that a little bit, about those steps. The first one is relaxation, and this involves consciously relaxing our body and mind so that we can find a comfortable position, let's say, either sitting or lying down or taking a few deep breaths to release some tension. And then paying attention to different parts of the body. You can start at your head for this and move down to your toes, consciously relaxing each muscle group as you breathe. Now, if you're very well versed in doing a body scan, such as my body scan that we have on the website, you would be accustomed to starting at your feet, and that's fine too. But when we're doing this quick body scan during the day, when we are just trying to do relaxation, stabilization, and focusing, we can start either place. And the goal of this step is to create a state of physical and mental relaxation, which is essential for the next steps in active meditation. So we're trying first to just get that relaxation. And I know everybody's thinking, if I could relax, I would. But that's what I want you to know, is you can, and you can change your focus and bring yourself there more easily and more on demand. But you have to take the moment to do that, to consciously tell your muscles to relax. We're talking about relaxing the body here. And so next up is stabilization. Once you've achieved the relaxed state or more relaxed than you were, the next step is stabilization. And this involves maintaining that relaxed state for a brief period. And during this phase, you aim to stabilize your attention and present in the current moment. You may continue to focus on your breath or simply allow your awareness to rest on your bodily sensations, the ones you picked up when you were scanning your body during relaxation. Stabilization helps to anchor your mind in the present moment, preventing it from wandering back off into the distracting thoughts or worries, causing what? More racing thoughts. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And the final step is focusing. Focusing on a specific sensation. This could be any sensory experience from your immediate surroundings, such as the feeling of your breath, the sound of birds chirping, or the sensation of your feet touching the ground or inside your shoes. Direct your attention fully to your chosen sensation, experiencing it fully without judgment or analysis. This is really important. You don't need to figure everything out, and you don't need to judge this. Just allow yourself to be fully immersed in the present moment through this sensory experience. Focusing on the sensation helps to deepen your mindfulness and presence, further calming the mind and promoting clarity of thought. Now, these three steps of relaxation, stabilization, and focusing form the foundation of what's known as active meditation, allowing you to cultivate mindfulness and find relief from racing thoughts. And with practice, you can incorporate this technique into your daily routine to enhance your overall well-being. And now, active meditation isn't just a theory. This is very practical. It's a practical tool that can be seamlessly integrated into all kinds of settings, from work to social interactions. By engaging with sensory inputs throughout the day, we can train our minds to stay present automatically. And again, we call it practice for a reason. We need to do it over and over and over again. So one of the things I want you to keep in mind is that you will be doing this not as a formal practice, although it is good to incorporate this into your formal practice of being in your meditation for however many minutes a day you are meditating. Because if you practice it formally, you'll be able to pull it up more actively throughout your day, whether you're at work or in a social interaction. You'll be able to scan your body easily because you've done it so many times. So while this is a active meditation that you are using and connecting with out and about throughout your day, I want to encourage you to also pull it up and do a few minutes of it during your regular meditation practice so that you get good at it. So you don't have to think about it. It just becomes automatic, and you are able to train your mind to stay present automatically. Now, another effective technique that is active listening, which allows us to understand perspectives beyond our own, is listening with empathy. By visualizing others' viewpoints in conversations, we become more able to stay with them with empathy, and the conversations become more enriching and meaningful. You can also embrace the present. Rather than dwelling on past events or worrying about the future, redirect your attention. Again, we do this on purpose with our will power. We redirect our attention to immediate sensory experiences. And this simple shift can help break the cycle of racing thoughts and promote a sense of peace. But we need to do it, and we do it on purpose with awareness of what we're doing, making a shift. We don't be hard on ourselves about it because we were in the middle of racing thoughts. We just say, oh, I'm noticing I'm having racing thoughts. Let me redirect my attention and let me see if I can do relaxation, stabilization, and focusing. And again, if you were practicing it in your meditation on purpose, you'll be able to pull it up very easily, whether you're at work or in a social event or just being at home with your family and you start to notice racing thoughts, you'll be able to pull it up easily, automatically over time. So there are some things that we can try for enhancing our well-being around these racing thoughts and pull ourselves out of them. And I want you to start incorporating that active meditation into your daily routine by focusing on sensations and practicing empathy in your interactions. These are ways that we stay with the present moment because those racing thoughts are not in the present moment. Now, they can be either past or future. Doesn't even matter. Both of them are very irritating. And they make us feel more anxious, more out of control, more regretful. And none of that is happening in the present moment. So even if it feels like you're supposed to be worrying about something, take a break from that. Give yourself permission to incorporate active meditation into your daily routine and focus on the sensations and practicing empathy in your interactions. Over time, you'll notice the cumulative impact of these small, calming steps on your body and your mind. Now, while we might not be able to control the thoughts that come up in our mind, we can certainly influence our response to them. This is somewhere where we have control, and we forget that sometimes, but we choose how to respond. It may be a bad habit to respond in a knee-jerk reaction, but we can slow that down and make a different choice. We can respond differently. And by cultivating the practices like active meditation and the empathetic listening, we can find greater clarity and calmness in the midst of life's chaos. I hope that today's show was helpful for you and that you'll be able to take a little bit of this and put it into your life. By making little small changes, you will end up in a totally different place. We don't need to make huge sweeping changes to pull ourselves out of anxiety and chronic stress. I look forward to being with you in another couple of days. And now for today's quote. The more you try to avoid suffering, the more you suffer, because smaller and more insignificant things begin to torture you in proportion to your fear of being hurt. And that's from Thomas Merton. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.